The former president hasn't.
Is this a further example of his lack of transparency? That on top of his unwillingness to debate again?
Trump will rally this afternoon in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Trump to hold a rally in North Carolina. President Biden heading to Florida, an area hit hard by Hurricane Milton. He'll announce nearly $100 million of electrical utility aid. The number of customers without power in Florida falling this morning to below 1 million. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers to win the American League Division Series. They'll play the New York Yankees for a trip to the World Series. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farms and livestock operations are polluting the Mississippi River Basin like never before. As Mike Moan reports, a possible solution may be found out east.
Broader efforts to reduce harmful nutrients from reaching the Gulf of Mexico have largely failed. Mesa Khan is the former policy director at the Mississippi River Network. She says there isn't a lot of coordination among states and key agencies that are linked to this large source of water in establishing an effective model.
The way that we operate right now is very much a state-by-state kind of choose-your-own-adventure.
However, environmental observers point to an initiative to remove pollutants from Chesapeake Bay out east. For nearly 15 years, it's included a legally enforceable multi-state pollution quota, one of a select few in the nation. However, officials monitoring that program say even with marked improvements, they're still not meeting certain reduction targets, adding that other changes are needed. Any setbacks aren't deterring Midwestern organizations from urging federal government officials to spur a similar pollution quota covering all states along the Mississippi. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says they'd appreciate a little more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution.
An estimated 60-80% of the nitrogen flowing from the Mississippi Basin to the Gulf originates at farms and livestock operations. Chemicals commonly used to grow crops and fertilize lawns can cause algae blooms and die-offs that rob waters of oxygen and suffocate aquatic life. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Bennett Goldstein for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers bring home a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers returned from New Jersey with a 42-7 win over Rutgers yesterday. Wisconsin jumped out to a 14-0 lead and controlled the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense. Head coach Luke Fickle.
We're getting better, but it's really about the way you play, and it's about the progress that we can continue to make. And we know that we're going to have to count on those guys up front on both sides of the football, but the progress that they continue to make, they'll get dinged up and beat up and go back to work, is where we're going to hang our hat.
Next, the Badgers take on the Wildcats at Northwestern. NFL, Packers host the Cardinals, a recap coming up tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets against the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked about Devin Williams' blown save that ended their season and allowed the Mets to advance.
As far as Devin Williams goes, I mean, one moment shouldn't define who he is, who we are. This guy was absolutely crushed just like the rest of us.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a few spotty showers will be possible. Breezy west to northwest winds developing, gusts over 30 miles per hour with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, still breezy, and some patchy frost. It's 42 at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my 4 steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. 1, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. 2, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. 3, now, if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We'll talk about Christian nationalism's unholy war on democracy, plus an update on Wausau Mayor Doug Denny.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council. And the Ad Council.
Stand by for the music Stand of the by. Stars. The music Stand of the stars. Right here on WRGN and across Wisconsin and beyond from the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have some fun today with Halloween, of course, because it's that haunted month when anything can happen and will right here on the music of the stars. Welcome. Roger Corman. He was the most prolific filmmaker working. For his little company, American International Pictures, I went to see everything American International did. It was so hokey. Remember the names up there? James Nicholson, Samuel Z. Arkoff, anybody? These guys were always broke. American International Pictures are always quick and ready to hop on whatever trend was out there to make a buck until the next trend came along. Well, by the late 50s, they saturated the drive-ins and neighborhood theaters with double bills. Sci-fi cheapies, juvenile delinquent pictures, or some combination. Like, I was a teenage Frankenstein? Hey, whatever it takes. And they set their sights on Vincent Price to star. Oh, Vincent had focused on character roles for Hollywood. He'd been on since the mid-40s, usually a suave villain. And he'd been on Angel Street, which was filmed as Gaslight with Charles Boyer. Oh, and he'd been in Laura, of course, Dragonwyck, The Three Musketeers, and House of Wax. Oh, you remember that? 1953, Three Dimensions. And later on, after that picture, work dried up. prevention. Maybe you, too, have a terrifying period of unemployment. For him, it lasted almost a year. Well, Vincent had difficulty thinking about that, so, and he even discovered his name, showed up on Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy's list of, get this, premature anti-Nazi sympathizers. Vincent Price? Well, what happened was he had spoken out against fascism for the senator's taste. Also on the list, by the way, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Go figure. Well, he wasn't blacklisted. No, he was graylisted. And he couldn't find work in films or television. So he'd take just about any half-decent part he would get. Remember The Fly, The Bat, House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler? Now he's a horror movie star. This is The Premature Burial. Ronald Stein.
Brings them to the end of a faded summer love.
But the freshman.
When an early autumn walks the land. Chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees. Perhaps you'll understand what memories I owe. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down. Town grown lonely, I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed in you any fall could come in view so.
Thank you.
got started. So April Heart, it seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you? Any fall could come in view so early, early. So darling, if you care, won't you take the time to let me know I'll meet you anywhere? I miss you so, let's never have to share another early autumn. And the autumn wind brings them to the end of a faded summer.
It's 1955, and you're coming home from school. The leaves have turned color, and you cross the street because there's that scary house over there where the ushers live. The House of Usher. Vincent Price with a tour de force, based very loosely on the works of Edgar Allan Poe. Very loosely. Roger Corman's classic with Vincent Price, Myrna Fahey.
Only the incomparable genius of Edgar Allan Poe could knit them so closely together. The burning passions of the purest of loves. The deadly passions of the madly prurient.
Madeline, you're leaving this house with me tomorrow.
Only I could.
For hundreds of years, evil thoughts and evil deeds have been committed within these walls. The house itself is evil now.
Mel Torme.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Thank you. forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
To Mark Quinlan.
I have breakfast ready at 9.
No, I've never met him.
I don't stay after 6, not after it begins to get dark.
My only contact with him has been our correspondence about the, quote, experiment, unquote.
I leave before the dark comes, so there won't be anyone around if you need help.
No one can hear you if you scream in the night. Isn't that so, Mrs. Dudley?
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that. In the night. In the dark.
And now, friends, sit back and enjoy Russ Colombo's enchanting voice as he sings The House is Haunted.
Lights are soft and low tonight. Summer breezes blow tonight. And to think that we're apart. Knowing you refuse to love someone that you used to love. There's a chill within my heart. I hate to be alone when evening falls. I'm so afraid of all these empty halls, doors and walls. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. By the memories that refuse to die. I can get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her nose. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. Healing is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your love. Goodbye.
has to tell you the truth. I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely. When my heart tells me you are lonely too.
I'll walk alone.
They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather bear our dreams I must gather. Dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there.
Please walk alone
and send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you walk in beside me, I walk alone. Send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you walk in beside me, Mom, I won't glow.
Louis Armstrong, 1952. The music of the stars all the way till high midnight. We're going to be on, I'm going to check our time for today. We may be preempted here and there, but there's a way to get around that. And if you hang tight, I'll tell you all about it. Good movie for Halloween. Let's see. May I suggest The Big Clock? No, there's no ghosts in there. Well, there's a ghost of guilt and remorse and revenge. Charles Laughton. And Ray Milland, he did The Premature Burial only because they couldn't get Vincent Price. I think it's a film classic. Danny Kaye, Gene Kelly, The Music of the Stars. Thank you.
think very well. Are you out of breath?
No.
Me too, yeah.
I'm sure we got a fellow with an oxygen tent standing by there.
Danny Kaye with one of the great ghost stories of all time.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. 'Twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mustard, alive, alive. She was a fishmonger, and faith 'tis no wonder her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive. That's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive. Alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
And Jimmy Dorsey. Yeah, really.
I got a real good friend who's a ghost. He is the most transparent little man. We bounce around from pillar to post. Me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost. Whenever we go out on a spree, he says to me, how about a little chat? Then pretty soon I'm deeply engrossed in a discussion with my friend the ghost. He thinks,
what I think, and he drinks what I drink. In fact, we're unique in our clique, so to speak. We get along like peas in a pod. Sounds kinda odd, but when I need a friend, he bounces in and starts playing host. Well, look who's standing here, my friend the ghost. He's about 9 feet tall, only a foot wide. In fact, I think he's standing right at the... Oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Well, you've got your nerve.
He's usually here with some cheer every day. He's sure been a pal since my gal went away. Although you may not see him at first, just quench your thirst, soon he will be along. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to boast, but you can count upon my friend.
Music of the Stars.
on this Halloween night. Grabbed all my candy. I ran as fast as I could. Would she follow me? I bet she would. So if you judge a book, don't judge it by its cover. 'Cause your mind get burned
when you see.
So let us be a real lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they tall or small.
Now it's Halloween at the end of October. I'm on the scene. Boy, am I sober.
So let us be a real lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they tall or small.
Music of the Stars. WRJN Racine, coast to coast, and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Till high noon Central. Thank you.
a boom boom, mama mama, look a look a boo 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 boo, da 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 woo.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor he told me what to do, and he said woo ee woo ah ah, bing bang, holla walla bing bang, woo ee woo ah ah, bing bang, holla walla bing bang. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice, and he said ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor he told me what to say. My friend the witch doctor he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, and I say ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang. Now you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, and I say ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah, bing bang, palla walla bing bang, bing bang, palla walla bing bang, bing bang, palla walla bing. Bang.
Music of the bang, stars. Bang. David Seville wrote that. Real name Ross Bagdasarian. You saw him in Rear Window, the piano player. Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars. Having a little fun, or a lot of fun, with the season, you know.
So I can try and kiss her when the lights are low. But she won't cuddle to a story of romance. There's only one way I got a chance. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes the cat girl or lane. But lots of moonlight drive this girl insane. She thinks dreamy music is a bore, but I found out what she...
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.